It's KRCB-FM Radio 91, a service of NorCal Public Media, and it's time for the North Bay Report. I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. In the aftermath of the Tubbs fire, thousands in Sonoma County remain at risk of homelessness. KRCB's Adia White looks into how housing insecurity is affecting the health of youth in the North Bay.
Standing in the Fountain Grove neighborhood, you can see the scar of the Tubbs fire stretch across the hillside. Years later, the trees are still charred, and the sounds of reconstruction are constant. A few of the buildings under construction in the neighborhood are the Sonoma Wildfire Cottages. These 9 homes, built by Habitat for Humanity, are meant to provide immediate relief to families still living in temporary housing after losing their homes in the fire. The cottages range in size from about 400 to 750 square feet, and the rent is based on what you can pay. 15-year-old Miranda Hernandez and her mom will be renting one of them. She can't remember how many times she's moved since the fire destroyed the home they rented in Coffee Park.
5 times, 6 times maybe.
Her story is not unique. A survey conducted for Sonoma County in January found more than 10,000 people living in temporary housing because of the Tubbs fire. About half of respondents said their homes burned, and the other half said they could no longer afford them due to the economic impacts.
It was kind of scary and stressful at the same time because I would just see my mom struggle trying to find out where we were going next.
Housing instability takes a toll on health, and that may be more critical in the case of young people. In fact, research shows that adverse childhood experiences determine health outcomes in adulthood. Adrian Hines is a clinical psychologist for the National Center for PTSD.
We know that the more that you have, there's a cumulative effect that you're more likely to experience mental health issues as an adult, but also physical health problems like diabetes, obesity, cancer.
In the aftermath of a disaster, these adverse childhood experiences, psychologists use the shorthand ACEs, can add up quickly.
So you have the fires, but that tends to be just the beginning when you're thinking about the cascade of events that comes with displacement. So they experienced threat to their person. They might have been imminently threatened with their safety. But it also means that they lost important anchor points in their life.
For fire survivor Miranda Hernandez, translation was one of many things added to that list of obstacles. Her mom is a monolingual Spanish speaker, and Miranda had to help her navigate a web of complicated resources and communicate with landlords.
Sometimes it's, like, stressful or, like, frustrating because I don't want to do it sometimes. Like, I just want to, like, I have things to do, right? But sometimes, I have to be there for her, too, just like she's there for me.
But today, she's putting all that behind her. She shows me the room that will be her bedroom. She won't have to share a room with her mom anymore. I ask her when she thinks she will recover from all this.
For me, I think it's coming to an end. We're getting there. We're finishing the last touches and we're almost going to be home.
Home, at least for now. While these cottages provide a lifeline, they're not a permanent solution. In 2 to 5 years, they will be relocated to Santa Rosa and sold to moderate to low-income families who meet the qualifications. If the county is going to meet the needs of the thousands of unstably housed, there will have to be a comprehensive mix of creative solutions. Nobody knows whether local government will rise to this challenge. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.
This story is supported by a grant from the USC Annenberg Center for Health Journalism. To learn more about the health impacts of the Tubbs fire, visit norcalpublicmedia.org.